So hey everyone, welcome to Meet the Herders. I'm your host Harish. Meet the Herders is a series of interviews with past and present members of Ethereum Cat Herders. Ethereum Cat Herders helps coordinate upgrade and improvements to Ethereum by aligning multiple teams from wallet to consensus and execution clients. They also survey and inform the community as the landscape changes. Today, I'm glad to welcome Pooja Ranjan, who is the Herder in Chief. Hey, Pooja, welcome to the show.
Hi, Harish. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me here.
My pleasure. Pooja, to kick things off, could you please give us a background about yourself and how you got started in Ethereum?
As Harish was mentioning, I am currently the Herder in Chief at Ethereum Cat Herders. I started with Ethereum Cat Herders back in 2019. The group was formally formed on January 2019. I joined a week later. I did my graduation in computer science, then did my post-graduation in commerce and business management. I worked for Accenture before joining the Ethereum Cat Herders. After my maternity break, I was looking for a job where I can join back the workforce. It could be project management or something similar. And Ethereum Cat Herders were doing similar tasks at the time. I mean, at least they had this vision of supporting the Ethereum blockchain with project management activities. So I found it similar, and it also was very convenient for me because working was from home. It started back in 2016 with someone I knew was learning about mining machine of Ethereum. And then I started following the talks and everything else. I tried to document a couple of all core dev meeting notes. I set up this website called Etherworld, and in that I published a few notes. Then people wanted to organize this. That was the birth of Ethereum Cat Herders. I reached out to one of the initial contributors. They pointed me towards this group. And from then, I became the part of the Ethereum Cat Herders.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you for sharing that with us. If you were to define, what would you say is the mission of Ethereum Cat Herders?
As I mentioned, the mission was to support Ethereum protocol development, help with the upgrade process. Mm-hmm. And we didn't stick just to that. We tried to pick up each and everything that could help with the Ethereum ecosystem growth. We started with the protocol upgrade. We tried to document the postmortem of upgrade, like how upgrade goes. What are the good things that we should like to continue in future, we would like to maybe follow? And what are the things, practices that we would like to change? We started with that. Then we started documenting notes for protocol developers. Like once in 2 weeks, Ethereum client development team used to meet and discuss what is the plan, how they want to move forward, and what could be the possible EIPs they would like to include in the next upgrade. So we started documenting that. Then with these upgrades, we realized that each EIP that gets into the upgrade may need their own visibility, may need their own discussion. And if we have clarity on this, we would have clarity on timeline of upgrades. So we started sharing information about EIPs. Then it led to the proper process for EIPs that could be followed. We started working towards creating a process flow for EIPs, how EIPs can move from draft to the final status, how we can engage authors, how we can engage community to provide right feedback, and also how we can have client team engaged since the beginning so it does not delay our upgrade. Not only this, we also got involved with the survey process, meaning we started to look into feedbacks coming from community. We try to become a center point where people can reach out to us very easily, even if they don't know who is the right person to be reached out for a particular task or activity. So we can point them towards the right set of people. So eventually, Ethereum Cat Herders became a community group with all the volunteers coming from the community, joining from different projects and processes, helping out with the protocol development and support and Ethereum ecosystem community building.
Right. So in some ways, it is like a meta project management group for like each teams having their own management to do. And I guess my next question would be, because a lot of this work is done in public. You take the notes for the meetings, you organize these meetings. I guess my question is, why is it necessary to do and record all this work in public while different networks have chosen very different models regarding how the system or ecosystem gets supported?
I would say the biggest reason here is ethical reason. We wanted to build this as a transparent and trustless. We believe that creating transparency could be done with making everything available in public domain. It increases the visibility and it also increases the accountability of whoever is doing. Mm-hmm. That also helped us getting the collaboration that was needed at the time for Ethereum community to grow. We encouraged open participation. People can come, join, support with whatever they can. It helped us engage community and collective decision-making. The governance is one of the hardest part of any decentralized process, any decentralized blockchain. Sure. And it helped us reach there. Moreover, this was like the biggest source of knowledge sharing. Like we published the meeting notes so people know which all EIPs are under consideration and what are the pros and cons of that EIPs. So if any project is being affected just because we are introducing that EIP in upcoming upgrade, they can reach out to us and they can let us know, okay, if you do, this will break. And because we are a project of Ethereum ecosystem, the client team would like to help them. So it helped us in many other ways, including, you know, the idea generation and innovation. We got so many ideas. We have seen so many proposals which are added at the last minute. We have seen proposals which are dropped at the last minute. Mm-hmm. I think overall, it helped us build up a very good community around Ethereum ecosystem.
Yeah, I think it should be hard because you also have teams which are located in different geographical regions, different time zones, who are culturally very different. So could you tell us share some experiences where Ethereum cat herders had to like dig in deep to maybe, I don't know, resolve a conflict? I'm sure conflicts are a part of having an open forum as ECH.
That's true. When we are working in a decentralized environment, conflict may occur. And if it does not occur, that means something is wrong over there. So I think if there is a problem, there is definitely a solution. Working in decentralized community brings its own challenges, but standardization helps. We try to standardize most of the things. First, the meeting time. We decided to have a meeting time at 1400 UTC that allows most of the people all over the world to join. Although it is a little bit difficult for Australian people. Sorry, guys. But that definitely helped to have people from all over the world. And then we tried to standardize the discussion forum. Earlier discussion were happening at multiple places. People can find it on Reddit. People can find it on Twitter and GitHub issues, repositories, and everywhere else. For EIPs, we tried to bring it to Ethereum Magician. It's a forum where all EIPs are being discussed. And similarly, we try to have community calls. So these community calls helped us discuss any particular EIP or any particular conflict in general. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to share that since I joined Ethereum Cat Herders, we have witnessed two big issues to be addressed with the help of Ethereum Cat Herders. One was with the Prague POM, a proposal that was for mining purposes, and the other 559. EIP 1559, which was deployed with Lanan upgrade, was one of the most discussed proposal of the time, as well as it has a lot of conflict because it is trying to reduce the reward, which was the incentive for the miners to continue running, to mm-hmm. continue supporting and, you know, secure our chain. Ethereum Cat Herders then organized a big community call in which we invited miners, We invited researchers, we invited client team, and asked them to come and discuss the problem and perhaps look for a solution. What is the optimum way we can move forward if we have to go with this proposal, or if not, is there anything else that can be done in place? Obviously, that meeting had both sides of discussion. We tried to figure out what miners are losing and what Ethereum client team are getting. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes loss. So we try to find out, if you are losing here, what is the other way where you can get it compensated? Then in that meeting, we discussed MEV a lot. We tried to mm-hmm. find another opportunities to for miners to perhaps make money, mm-hmm. not in a bad way, in a good way as well. It was also possible. So we did that. And before we organized this meeting, I'm happy that we tried to reach out to individual miners, like mining pools. We did one-on-one meeting with them. I was working with Tim Baco, who is currently the AllCore Dev facilitator. So I and him used to sit on different meetings. And for people whom we are not able to set up meetings, we floated a survey form. We collected their mm-hmm. feedback. We published the report. And after having all these groundwork, we organized that meeting. I would consider it as a success, because after that, moving with the proposal became easier for us. We started getting support, if not directly, indirectly. There were so many miners mm-hmm. who didn't want to come forward saying, okay, I am supporting 1559, mm-hmm. but they did. And mm-hmm. that's how it worked. We never saw a fork. People were afraid that mm-hmm. Ethereum would see a big fork and, you know, it will become a weak chain or something like that. Nothing like that happened. London upgrade was successful, and we are way farther here today. So it definitely yeah. was fun interacting with those people and resolving this kind of conflict.
Yeah, I'm sure it's quite good to look at it behind now, but I'm sure it must have been a very tense period for everyone involved. I certainly remember hearing about, like, there is a possibility that a new proof of work chain would continue, and then you might have two Ethereum networks, well, three, to be honest. But yeah, glad it's behind us. So just like looking at all the work which has been done in the past, because you mentioned, if I remember the year correctly, was it 2019, since when ECH is in action? Do you have some stats on, like, I'm just curious, do you have some stats on how many meetings have been conducted by ECH or coordinated by ECH, or how many EIPs have been assisted? So just so that our viewers and listeners get an idea on the scope of work which has been achieved over the last 4 years.
Of course. And I'm very happy to share, since 2019, we have been documenting all core developers meetings. Currently, mm-hmm. there are two set of meetings. One is called ACDE, that means All Core Dev Execution Clients. And mm-hmm. the other one is ACDC, All Core Dev Consensus Clients. So,
not the band.
Right. So far, we have documented over 500 nodes, like over 500 meetings. That mm-hmm. not only included these two, but also other meetings, those were organized in between. Like, we try to organize community calls before any upgrade to take questions from community and try to respond them, help them, and prepare them so they are mm-hmm. ready for the upgrade. It would have included over 38,000 minutes
wow.
of meetings only. I mean, like, just imagine the time that it was put behind to document all those notes, right?
Yeah, 38,000. Yeah, I, for some reason, I was expecting a smaller number, but wow, 38,000 is huge. I mean, well done, guys.
Right. And we try to also share information with Medium blog posts. We have Ethereum mm-hmm. Cat Herders Medium. We have published over 100 Medium blog posts. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, people may have been watching this popular series called Peep and Eep, which mm-hmm. I think yesterday we recorded the 118th episode of that. Mm-hmm. So we are trying to make use of all available forums to make sure mm-hmm. that information is being disseminated to the community. And yeah, mm-hmm. people can reach out to us as seamlessly as they can.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's brilliant. Thank you for sharing that. May I know how big is the ECH team and how ECH is funded? Because to carry on for 4 years, I think it would be good to know to the audience.
Of course. So ECH is basically a group of volunteers, and we have like very few people on board, like as a full-time or part-time. Anyone who is interested, they can come join us, and eventually they get funded with the help of bounties assigned for different tasks. And to fulfill these bounties, we receive grants. We participate in different grants, just like a Gitcoin grant. In the past, we have been provided by Moloch grant. And we are also trying to be a part of different public good funding grants. Recently, we received a grant from ENS, that was PGF, Public Good Funding Grants by ENS. So we try to support most of the application development projects with the help of EIPs. Like we try to support them with EIPs, the standardization, and they end up providing us some kind of grants to continue doing what we are doing. The team is somewhere between 5 to 10 people. You can say that we have EIP editors, we have people who document notes, and we have some ops people helping out with day-to-day activities involved here.
Yeah, brilliant. And to our listeners, we will be having some more guests who will be speaking more about each of these domains in future episodes. Just as to our listeners, if anyone wants to get involved with ECH, could you please let them know how they can pitch in?
Reaching out to Ethereum cat herders or anyone in the Ethereum community is relatively easier. If you know the name of the person, you can just reach out to them on Discord. We have two popular Discords. One is ETH cat herders Discord, where we invite anyone to come join and, you know, say what you want to say, and we will try to point you to the right set of people. Otherwise, there is another Discord called ETH R&D Discord, where all the client development team are there. So for people who are like technically savvy, they want to support with the technical expertise, and they want to just test the water, they haven't contributed a lot, they can support with the client team of their favorite language. Like, as we know, we have two different layers, both have like five major clients each. So we have 10 different clients in different languages, Java, JavaScript. We have in Rust, we have in Go, Ethereum, likewise. So you can pick up any client and try to support them. Then there is testing team. Those people write test cases. You can help out write them test cases for DevNet when it's time for upgrade. And people are also looking for test cases for EIPs. Like generally for EIPs consideration, we want to have test cases written. So it is easier for client team implementation. Those are for technical people. And for non-technical people, they can help us with content creation. They can create infographics, video, blog posts, and they can also share already existing contents. So do not hesitate. Reach out to us on ETH cat herders Discord, Twitter. You can DM me or anyone from the group. Just take a step forward.
That's brilliant. Thank you for letting us know how to go about that. Now, I guess this is because this is Meet the Herders, I'm going to throw out a question which is not necessarily related to the shop, but are there any causes which you are passionate outside of Ethereum?
So I have always been passionate about education, especially I'm coming from India. I'm coming from a background where education is important, but not everyone is getting the right set of information that they that could be useful to maybe able to contribute to the world like Ethereum. So I'm doing my best. I'm trying to help out with whatever school, colleges, or the hackathon groups, or maybe the small communities they are trying to educate, mostly involved with Ethereum. And other than that, I am mostly passionate about helping out women who want to come and join the workforce after the maternity break. It was a great challenge for me to come back to the workforce. And I was having a hard time getting a job in the usual industry after this long break. So I would love to provide this opportunity to women who would like to join the workforce after this break.
That's brilliant. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. So I think we are at the closing of this interview. So the floor is yours, Pooja. If you want to add anything extra, give a shout out to some people, please go ahead.
Of course. I would like to take this opportunity to thank everyone who have helped me reach here. It was easier for me to join Ethereum cat herders community. I just reached out to one person on Reddit. He pointed me towards a Gitter channel where I joined the group. And since then, I have started contributing as Ethereum cat herders. Like me, there are so many people out there who are looking for help and support. And I know this Ethereum community is really great in supporting people. You just need to reach out to anyone here. Just say that you are here and people will be around to help you out. And I would also like to share an alpha here. We are looking for women who are willing to contribute to Ethereum protocol development. You can contribute to Ethereum client development and many more. So yeah, looking forward to work with many more intelligent minds out there.
All right, that is brilliant. And if we have the links, I will put them in the show notes. So all the users have the ability to go ahead and contact you. So that is it. Thank you. Thank you very much, Pooja, for coming on the show and giving us an insight into the work with ECH does. And to our listeners or viewers, thank you all for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode and we'll see you on the next one.